This is the MIE Motivational Podcast, episode number 17. Let's do this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up.
Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.
Everybody listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. We are now officially in 2018, and yes, this is it. This is the first day. I saw a post today. I reposted it on my dance studio page, Nashville School of Dance and Music, and it talks about, you know, just fresh start, new beginning. This is it. It's going on. All right? This is the first page of a book that has 365 pages in it. What you gonna do with it? What you gonna do with it? So yes, as we start this off, I just want to jump into this podcast really quick. I've been thinking about this, been on my mind for a minute, but the title of this podcast is, what are you good at? What are you good at? In my last podcast, I was talking a little bit about dealing with fear. And in doing that, one of the points was to stick with what you know best. And that right there kind of, you know, in my mind, I was like, that's a whole nother podcast right there. Because a lot of people, you know, myself included, I remember a point where I would go, and still sometimes do, go, what am I supposed to be doing? What am I, you know, what's my gift? But and even though I've been operating in my gift, sometimes I still question that. I don't know why. It's just, I guess it's just human nature, but I mean, it's one of those things. So I want to share a little bit about just the thought process that I go through with myself, and maybe it can be some encouragement to you. What are you good at? And again, I mean, I'm just sharing a little bit about, you know, our personal experience. My wife and I, we have a big, big dream and goal that we're taking on for 2018, right? And, you know, we're trying to get rid of all the things that distract us. And those things that distract us aren't necessarily negative, right? But it's one of those things where we think, I'm not gonna say we think we can do anything, but we think we can do a lot of things. I mean, there's things that we look at, like what we do good is one thing. Like we've been dancing all our life, we've been doing choreography, we've been teaching students. But I mean, we'll look at certain tasks and we'll be like, you know, I think I can do that too. Just because, you know, I think a lot of us run into this too, where you have that go-getter, that positive attitude, that you know, that I can do it attitude, and you start getting involved in these projects, and what happens is it takes you away from what you're supposed to be doing, right? So what you're good at, what you're great at, right? So you might just be doing a task that somebody else would destroy you in. Like they would come in and just blaze through that, wherein you're trying to figure it out and you're gonna get it, and it's taking you, like a perfect example is me cutting the grass. Like we have a guy that used to cut the grass, his name was Carlos. Shouts out to Carlos. Carlos would come over, and we, you know, we have a pretty big backyard. And he'd come over, and it'll be him and a couple other guys, and they'd be on the ride more, and they'll knock that thing out in 15 minutes. I'm talking about 20 minutes max with the weed whacking and everything included. Me, I get out there, I'm in the front yard for 2 hours alone with the push mower. Then I go to the backyard, that's 3 to 4. I mean, just going back and forth, back. And the whole time I'm like, and, you know, I try to justify it too. I'm like, you know, hey, I can get a workout, I'm getting my steps in. But it's like, no. I mean, during that time, I could have, in 5 hours, I could have had 5 different songs written, recorded 5 podcasts, made up 5 different dance routines. You know what I mean? But I'm out there trying to do something that somebody else is what they do. So that just, you know, kind of keeps my mind stuck for 2018, defining what you're good at and stick to that thing and kill it this year. Think about what you're good at, stick to that thing, and kill it this year. All right, so I mentioned a little bit early in the podcast that if you go through this thing where it's like, I don't know necessarily what I'm good at, What am I supposed to be doing? What you might be good at multiple things. Which one should I pick? So here's a couple of ways that I go through in my head, like trying to identify, reassuring myself of my gift, of what I'm good at, and also staying on track. So the first one is listen to other people. If you want to find out what you're good at, what you're supposed to be doing, what your gift is, listen to other people. And when I say other people, I'm just not talking about just people in general. But there's people around you right now that if you just ask them, what do you think I'm good? What do you think I'd be good? You know, we do it in school all the time. We're in school. It's like, you know, such and such be most likely to succeed. And they go, you know, through all this thing. Ask people that are close to you and listen to them. Don't just like ask them and then not listen and apply, but really like find some people that are close to you that you trust and have this conversation with them, right? Listen to other people. This podcast, and I said this in the last one, episode 17, it's because my wife, closest to me, I mean, I didn't start it because of her, right? But once it got started, I went through that whole thing where it was like, is this right? Is the MIE podcast something I'm even supposed to be doing? And then, you know, out of nowhere, it's like, she's like if I'm slacking, where's the MIE podcast? I need that. It's so good, you know? So, and I have to listen to that. So when I have those days and I wake up, what am I supposed to be doing? Well, maybe doing this podcast, right? Maybe, because what I'm finding out too, the more I let this out of me, that's in me, is cultivating the gift of doing the podcast. I'm feeling more comfortable doing the podcast. More ideas are coming up. It's like once I opened up that door, new ideas come. Oh, I can do a podcast on this one. But it doesn't come, you know, just by depending on yourself or listening to that self-doubt. But try listening to other people when they give you some positive feedback. Everything that I've ever done, like football, I played football, and it was my friends who was like, you know, maybe you should try out for the junior high team as quarterback. And I was like, I'm not good enough. We just play outside. I'm not good enough. And then I go there. I was like, okay, all right, you know, just do it. Just hang out, find something to do. I go out, throw a couple passes. The coach is like, you have an amazing arm. All of a sudden, I'm a quarterback on my middle school team. So my whole world changed because I listened to somebody else who gave me some advice. Same thing with baseball. Once you join the baseball team with us. And then I didn't even know that I had a passion for baseball. And I was like, yeah, I'll go with you and try out. And one of the big moves that I did, like I did so many years of dancing. And then I had a good friend of mine come up to me. He was actually in another group. His name was T-Rob. T-Rob came up to me and was like, we had this big dialogue, this conversation one time. And he's like, don't you think that once you graduate high school, there's more things you can do with your talent besides just dancing? And at that time, I was like, no, I mean, dancing is everything. That's all I do is dance. He was like, but have you ever thought about adding singing to that? I'm like, no, I haven't, because I don't even think I can sing. Like, I've never, like, looked at myself as a singer. But that conversation right there, I listened to him, went back to my other friend, talked about it with the group. Next thing you know, we formed this super group, five of us, and then we're singing and dancing, right? But it's listening to other people, and I went through this thing where I was like, I can't sing. Then my mom started to mentor me, giving me records to listen to. Then before you know it, I'm known as a singer. Now to this day, my kids will hear me just singing, and they'll be like, you know, dad sings. I'm like, no, you don't even know. Like, I don't, but I do, because I listened to somebody else who challenged me. And it, what it did is pulled out a gift that I didn't even know I had. And it was in there, had to be cultivated. So if you're looking about, like, you know, thinking about what you should be doing, what are you good at? And if you can't find it, try that first one. Just listen to other people. Number two, the second thing you could do if you want to find out what you're good at, what's your gift, try a whole bunch of different things. Right? Don't be afraid. So it was one thing I used to always tell my kids, still to this day, I believe, you know, every experience is a learning opportunity. So I'm like, you know, even in the summer, it's like, you know, you're not just gonna sit around because you're out of school, but you're gonna try something, do a camp, do a, you know. My son, he actually went, it was a summer, we had him sign up for a camp here in Nashville, and it was a music camp. And right now, to this day, he's doing musical production. He sings. He's, you know what I mean? So you try different things that get you outside of what you normally do, because you never know. I mean, you might run into something and it's like, oh, that's my gift. I didn't even know it. Karate was another thing that I did, you know. I always loved watching Bruce Lee movies. I told you about the Bruce Lee stretch in the Fear episode. But I always went to the movies, loved martial arts. And one day I was like, you know what? I want to try it. And then it's almost like when I decided I want to do that, the teacher was there for me. Like, there was a guy, shouts out to my karate teacher. Don't even remember his name to this day. But I know it was in my grandma's neighborhood. And there was a guy that just wanted to get some boys together and teach them martial arts. And, you know, teach them some discipline, show them some moves. And I was like, wow, that's so crazy. Because I was just thinking that's what I want to do. And then, you know, I start taking from him, and I learned so much, but I was willing to try different things. So if you're looking to find out what you're good at, what your gift is, not only do you listen to other people, those that are close to you, but try different things. And the last one, number three, think about what comes easy for you. What are you natural at doing? What comes easy? I talked about this in another podcast where, like, when it comes to dancing, my wife will say, like, we'll be in the studio and she'll be like, Chris, I want you to work with the kids on popping and waving. And I'll get up and I'll do, all I need is a song. So if I save a song that inspires me, the beat, the words, sounds, I'll get up. And if I don't think about it, if I don't think like, oh, what kind of big move can I do? If I just go with what comes natural to me, I'll start doing these waves and hits and tuts, but I'll be doing it to the music, right? But that's a key. And afterwards, my wife always goes, that's the best combo you ever made up, right? And I have combos where I make up, where I sit down, I write them down, I think about, and there's nothing wrong with that, but there's a different kind of flow when I just go from the top and I go with what's in me, like what's easy for me, what's natural for me. So if you're looking to find out what your gift is, what you're good at in 2018, think about what comes easy for you. Is it easy for you to talk to people? You know, maybe you might need to do something with your voice. Is it easy for you to do music? Easy for you to play sports? Easy for you to debate? I mean, you know what I mean? Are you good with your hands? Are you a, you know, mechanic? You know, I mean, you know, what comes? There's a guy who works on my car. His name is Julio. And Julio, I always talked to him. How'd you get into it? He was like, I just be around my father and used to do things. And it was just easy for me. I just start doing it. Do what comes easy for you. So let's do a recap. What are you good at? It's the title of this episode. And if you want to find ways to identify that, number one, listen to other people. Number two, try different things. Get outside the box in 2018. And the last one, do what comes easy for you. A lot of times when it comes easy, we think like, oh, I could never make money doing that. Or that would never be a thing. You never know. Right, you never know. Most of the craziest success stories you hear are some unorthodox things that people can do, and it turned into a business, or it turned into, you know, some, you know, $1 million product. Right, so don't just throw it away. So there it is, episode number 17, the first one in 2018, the MIE podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. May you have a wonderful year this year. Keep on grinding. Keep, I just heard another, this is on a mastermind call, and they talked about, you know, in 2017, you got the information. In 2018, we're gonna put it to work. Whatever information you got, put it to work and get on your grind. It's your boy, Mr. Chris, and you are listening to the MIE podcast, motivational, inspirational, and full of encouragement. Thanks so much for tuning in, and your boy is out.
Do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.